show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. This is the Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Mark.
We're kicking off the third hour of tonight's show. Free Talk Live is our website, one more time. Just want to mention that. I don't think I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, which we usually do, but did you know that you can actually submit stories to the Free Talk Live website, which will then get voted up or voted down by people who view the site? And if your story is popular, it'll make it to the top of the page. It'll have more eyes on it, and we might even use it for show prep. So right there at freetalklive.com, at the top of the front page, you'll find a way to submit stories. I think you have to make an account, right? Log in. And
you do have to have an account to submit stories, but you know, it's a highly interactive website, probably more interactive than at least the vast majority of commercial radio programs out there, and it's a highly interactive show, so it makes sense.
Absolutely. All right, well, Free Talk Live is a show where you can call about anything that's on your mind at 855-450-3733. Let's go right to the phones. We've got Eric on the line in Columbus. Eric, are you with us?
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to the show.
I was calling in to weigh in on the speed limit issue.
Sure.
I was thinking about it, and I know it adds some sort of subjectivity into it, but as far as speed limit goes, it would be maybe helpful if it was an unsafe speeding type of situation. Because obviously if you're on an interstate and it's straight away and it's 2 in the morning and you're driving 80 and the speed limit's 65, you're not really doing anything unsafe. There's no cars on the road and whatnot. And
I may have been doing that on the way home from Free Talk Live last Sunday night.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's the one of the two times I've been pulled over for speeding is just that situation. It's 2 in the morning. Of course, this isn't in New York, so
right.
If you speed in New York, you get arrested for it.
And so. I think that what you bring up is really relevant. A, how old is the driver?
How well is their night vision?
Right. What's their night vision like? What's the reaction time? Is it raining? Is it dry?
Snowing.
Is it light? Is it dark? Is it uphill? Is there debris on the road? There's all kinds of, what's the visibility like as far as hills or versus a flat road? There's all kinds of things that just don't get taken into consideration when you're just talking about some regular old black and white metal sign on the side of the road saying this is the right speed to travel. But they do cover their butts and say, except that when there's bad weather conditions and it's too fast, that it's at any point a police officer can say that you're going too fast for the weather conditions, and that's subjective as it could be.
Yeah. Sometimes they even have minimum speed limits. You ever seen those?
Yeah, I've seen those. I think it's 45 around here. But, I know there's probably going to be at least a hard speed limit at some point, because obviously, take just downtown Keene, for instance, you probably don't want anybody driving 50 through Main Street. I don't think you could possibly safely do that. So
During the daytime when people are walking.
Exactly. And the other time that I got pulled over was actually in Fitz William. And it is a place where it goes from 50 down to 30 to go through, an intersection, and it goes right back up to 50 again. But there's really no reason to slow down because there's visibility in both directions, blah, 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 blah.
That's a trap for the cops. It's a revenue speed limit.
This is everywhere has something like this. It's, some place where, you're traveling along a state road and, there's some optimistic gas station that calls itself a town that you have to you have to slow down to 30 miles an hour to go past
the
gas station.
And the sheriff is always parked right in that gas station waiting for you.
Because that's where it's dangerous. Yeah. Dangerous there. What's dangerous is people wandering out in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Anything else on your mind, Eric?
No, that was it.
All right. Thanks for your call. Appreciate that. Mark, you had a story that I wanted to get into. We were talking about food a little bit earlier tonight on the program on Free Talk Live. And, of course, 855-450-3733 is our number if you want to comment on anything that's on your mind. But, we had started to talk about genetically modified foods, and you had an article that you brought in about... Well, it's kind of a critique of the way that I choose to eat, the paleo-style diet, the caveman-type diet, or cavewoman, whatever. And it's about somebody who's asserting that early humans were vegetarians.
Yeah, this is blogs.scientificamerican.com, and it's a really great read because, you know, the author here, Rob Dunn, is a really great writer. And I guess I just have some, you know, sort of some thoughts on you. I'm going to read bits of it and see what you have to say on it. It says, right now, one half of all Americans are on a diet. The other half just gave up on their diets and are on a binge. Collectively,
yeah, that's probably
we
true.
Are overweight, sick, and struggling. Our modern choices about what and how much to eat have gone terribly wrong. The time has come to return to a more sensible way of eating and living. But which way? An entire class of self-help books recommends a return to the diets of our ancestors, Paleolithic diets.
Ooh, amen. Mark, can you hold on? We have
sure.
a call on the line. I want
sure,
to get
sure.
to this call. So maybe we'll come back to this in a moment. But let's talk to Kim first in Australia. Kim, are you with us?
Yeah. Kim, it's me. Hi. How you going, guys?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I just want to call and talk about the Middle East. Mm-hmm. There's been some protests here in Australia, and
I heard
I'm
about
just curious
this.
About... Hmm?
Oh, I heard about the protests in Australia, and, you know, that was unusual because they're spreading way beyond their original locations.
Well, yeah, I'm curious about that because the source of... these protests have come from it's been described as a satirical video depicting the Prophet Muhammad in what could be described as a compromising type right. And
yeah.
I'm curious about your thoughts about that, because when I heard about this particular story, I started to go back through some of the South Park clips where they depict uh-huh. the Prophet Muhammad.
Right. And were people protest? I don't think people were protesting as strongly about the South Park clips.
I don't remember any embassies being set on fire.
Yeah. I mean, one thing about this yeah. particular film that just came out was the fact that it did get translated into Arabic, and so I think more people were able to understand it and get offended. But honestly, I think that this whole film thing is really just maybe the tip of the iceberg. Like, I think there are a lot of reasons that people in the Middle East have to be upset with the American foreign policy, because there have just been
decades.
They have
a lot more reasons to be, yeah.
Yeah,
well, yeah,
I think it's really just about the movie. You
right.
know?
If the movie is indeed what set people off, then it shows what a razor's edge their attitudes are on,
yeah.
and likely that has something to do with the United States' foreign policy. And, you know, some people don't want to hear it. They think that the foreign policy decisions occur in a vacuum. But the fact is, you know, if there was a large, you know, a nation out there in the world that was telling the United States how it's going to do business and how, you know, who they can deal with and what kind of power they can have in their nation.
Oh, you better believe people would be protesting for that.
And
yeah.
who's going to be their rulers, then, you know, people in the United States would probably rise up violently against them. So
what
the suggestion that people wouldn't
sort of,
do us...
the filmmaker's right to free speech, because the reporting that I saw on the TV said that the producer was California-based. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that he still has the right to express himself in that way?
Oh, I certainly
yeah.
do. I think that, you know, one can, you know, say whatever one wants on the internet, and if somebody reacts poorly to it, well, you know, that's their, whatever they do in reaction to speech is their responsibility to deal with whatever it is.
I mean, I wouldn't call it tactful or pleasant, like, you know, to make a film that kind of has this shock value that's yeah. meant to, like, that he knows is going to offend a lot of people. But I wouldn't prohibit yeah. him from doing that, and I think the answer to free speech, or to bad speech, is more speech. Any final thoughts, Kim?
And, well, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Thank you so much for the call tonight. Nice to hear from you from Australia.
Pip, pip. Something crikey.
Pip, pip. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 14th, 2012. Gold open this morning is 1771.10. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,814.68, $907.34 for a half ounce, or $453. $367 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,814.68, $907.34, and $453.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
And, hey, you know, I want to let you know about something that's really important to Free Talk Live. It is the AMP program, and AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And so if you choose to become an amplifier, what it means is that you give a certain amount of money, and actually that has recently changed. Is that right, Mark? Or it's in the process, maybe?
The amplifier program at this point is $3 a month.
Okay. Gotcha. I saw a little bit of discussion about that on the Free Talk Live Facebook page. But, well, hey, you can get in now for $3 a month. Well, I mean, you can actually give whatever amount you choose to Free Talk Live, if you so choose to do so, through the AMP program. And what that means is that you're basically helping Free Talk Live grow. Free Talk Live will put that money toward good use. And in exchange, you'll also get some perks, like you will get a commercial-free podcast and a special amplifier account on the Free Talk Live BBS, if that's your thing, and also the amplifier call-in lines. However, I did want to let people know, because we did have a couple of calls come in tonight on the amplifier lines. We are actually having a audio issue with those lines tonight. So if you would, you know, please call the normal number at 855-450-3733, and, you know, we'll get you on. It's just those aren't working tonight. They should be back online soon.
I like those better anyway, because we can see them on the software.
Yeah, exactly.
I kind of feel like the amplifier lines are antiquated.
Maybe so. So anyway, Mark, we were starting to discuss this article about... Well, actually, first, did you have a message you wanted to get into this time?
Oh, yeah, it's Free State Project. If you want to, if you're interested in the ideas of liberty and you want to be around people who are interested in those ideas... Probably the best place to do that is in New Hampshire with the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org, sign up, and state your intention to move to New Hampshire for more liberty. If you're interested in the ideas of liberty, this is the place to be. It's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed.
So, yeah, I'm reading an article here from Scientific American, their blog, and it's, let's see what the author's name here is again. It's Rob Dunn, and I thought it was kind of interesting, because Rob's got a point here on these paleo and primal diets.
Yeah.
He says an entire...
Do we want to give a quick overview of what it is, what a paleo or primal diet means?
He'll go ahead and do that.
Okay.
An entire class of self-help books recommends a return to the diets of our ancestors. Paleolithic diets, caveman diets, primal diets, and the like urge us to eat like the ancients. Taken too literally, such diets are ridiculous. After all, sometimes our ancestors starved to death, and the starving to death diet, well, it ends badly.
At least you won't be fat, right?
The past was no panacea. Each generation made do with the bodies and foods available. Imperfect bodies, imperfect foods. Yet the idea that we might make our ancestral diet into take it into consideration when evaluating the foods and on which our organs, cells, and existence thrive makes sense. But what did our ancestors eat? Here's where the trouble starts. Collectively, anthropologists have spent many a career attempting to hone in on the diets of our most recent ancestors. Typically, they focus on our Stone Age, a.k.a. Paleolithic human ancestors, or our earlier pre-human hominid ancestors. Even if we just consider our Stone Age ancestors, these folks whose stories span the time between the first stone tool and the first agriculture, the sides of the debate are polarized. If you listen to one camp, our ancestors got most of their nutrition from gathering fruits and nuts. Successful kills of big mammals may have been more of a treat than an everyday reality. A paper out just this month suggests even Neanderthals, our North Country cousins and mates, may have eaten much more plant material than previously suspected. Still,
can I just break sure. in here for a moment? I actually agree with that it probably wasn't an everyday occurrence to have a big... convenient mammal, you know, like some kind of a...
Mastodon.
Yeah, mastodon, cat, whatever the cows of those days were, or elks or woolly mammoths or anything. I agree that probably was rare. But actually, one of the things that people don't usually mention when they say that, oh, well, you know, yes, humans were hunter-gatherers, but most of what they were gathering and hunting was fruits and vegetables. Well, not necessarily. I mean, if you think about it, our ancestors probably ate a huge variety of foods. Probably a lot of that depended on where they lived.
Sure.
And one of the hugest sources of food that probably they ate was insects, and those are meat. I mean, they're protein and fat.
Mm-hmm.
Also eggs. I mean, they probably found a lot of nests that had eggs in them, and those are, you know, a source of fat and protein as well. So I don't know if the whole berries and nuts thing is entirely true.
Might be, right?
Fish, too, is another thing. Fish, shellfish, you know, they could gather
shellfish
if they lived on the shore,
yeah.
You know. Fishing with a spear is apparently doable, you know, with some just very rudimentary tools.
I think you'd have to be pretty good at it. You'd probably spend more calories going after the fish than killing it, than what you get from it. But
the anthropologists that I've heard talk about, like, you know, basically countering the claim that, oh, this was a nasty brutish existence, like who was it, Thomas Hobbes, that said that?
Sure. British, short, dirty.
Yeah, had a terrible childhood, too, which probably reflected on his, or was projected onto his writing about early humans. But basically what they, you know, these anthropologists that I've heard talk about this say was that early humans probably had a pretty relaxed life in that they actually probably spent no more than about 20 hours a week hunting and gathering. And you can gather enough calories for a human being within 20 hours every week.
Yeah, it really makes you wonder what was it like, you know, when you see you know, primates in the wild currently, you don't see a lot of work going on. There seems to be a lot of hanging out.
And sex.
Well, there's certainly that too.
If you're a bonobo.
Certainly the bonobos are all about it. Doing it in a pile. You know, but it would be interesting to know. I think I think humans put in more work now trying to maintain all their stuff than they did and ever in the past. And I think they probably had some level of shelter as a Homo sapien. You know, I don't know. Prior to that, it seems unlikely that they probably just hung out under trees and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the occasional cave if they found it. But I think that. I guess what this article says to me is that, he goes through, basically says that it's just, the whole, major meat diet, paleo, primal diets,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily ancestrally accurate, and that the best way to eat is fruits, nuts, berries, and the things that he likes to eat. And
things that he likes to eat. I mean, I actually agree that, like, one thing's for certain, and that is that our ancestors could not go to the grocery store and pick up a package of hamburger meat and have it the minute they, the instant they snap their fingers, dinner is on the table, right? I mean,
yeah, sure.
It just wasn't like that. And a lot of people who say, oh, yeah, I eat a paleo diet, like, that is what they do. Right, they just have a convenient steak at their fingertips.
Now, you switched, basically, you went from the Atkins diet to the paleo diet, which is just really a minor tweaking for you. But previous to that, you did it for health reasons?
Yes. I mean, I was obese, and mm-hmm. so I...
It was successful for you?
Extremely successful, yeah. I was
and
obese.
You don't eat sugar, and you don't eat...
No, I haven't eaten sugar for 10 years. No flour.
Rice and things like that.
No grains. And, when I went paleo, I cut out legumes, so like even peanut butter or soybeans or anything.
But peanut butter is sugar, isn't it?
It has sugar in it, but it's actually a legume. Most people think peanuts are a nut, but they're a legume. Anyway, and there are specific reasons for that people believe they're irritating to the guts, and there's evidence for that. But yeah, I actually noticed that I felt better after I switched. So it's worked for me. I like it.
To some extent, I wonder about these the paleo diets as being just like a lot of things on the internet. You can't research your way to the truth because there's just so much information out there.
I hope eventually there'll be more scientific trials.
I'd like to hear about your ideas on the paleo diet.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
The live Sunday night edition where you can call in at 855-450-3733. That is 855-450-3733. Mark, we were talking about this discussion about what early humans ate. And this is an important question because people want to know so they can basically optimize their health because they're trying to work with what evolution has given us, right?
Sure. I mean, if
that makes sense to me.
The question one might ask oneself is if are we consuming things now and, you know, sort of the after the agricultural revolution that maybe we weren't designed to eat? And is that shortening our lives or diminishing our health in some way? And I think it's a great question to ask.
Even the agricultural revolution itself, I mean, there are lots of people who say that if you compare skeletons from hunter-gatherer societies or even modern-day hunter-gatherer cultures and people who subsisted on grains, and you look at their stature, their teeth, and the hardness of their bones, the people who ate grains have, you know, shorter stature, worse teeth, a lot more tooth decay, and softer bones, and across different types of cultures.
And, you know, I mean, when you say that, it sounds so believable. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure you've spent a little time looking into this, but you probably have looked at this from the side of a sort of biased presenter. The people in the realms that you travel in the internet are largely the paleo, positive type people, and they come up with these things. And I'm not saying they're not true. I don't know.
Well, maybe the rest of culture is biased towards, you know, the standard American diet, right?
Right. Absolutely. Who knows? Who knows with these things?
I'm interested in knowing the truth on this because I want to be healthy. I genuinely do. I'm not eating this way because I just like the taste of bacon or something. And actually, I don't even eat a lot of bacon anyway. But
a lot of people that
a lot of people that espouse this diet do, just like with the Atkins diet. I mean, it was being maligned in the press because everybody was saying, oh my God, they're just eating steak with butter on it for every meal and bacon and no vegetables and they're going to get scurvy. And, you know, some people who claim to eat the Atkins diet did because they really didn't understand, I think, the principles behind it. They kind of adopted this pop style of it. And that happens with anything, right? But
sure.
For myself, I am interested in the science because it's a genuine interest of me in nutrition. And also, I want to know the truth because I want to be healthy and live a long life.
And you told me one time, and I believe this, that the people that are on the paleo diets tend to eat more vegetables than vegetarians.
Yeah, actually,
they eat more vegetables than anybody.
They do.
There.
Yeah, there are lots of pizza and French fry vegetarians. You know.
Sure. They're. You know. I mean, when it comes to vegetarians.
Not to say that all vegetarians are unhealthy. You know, and that's another point too. I don't think a paleo diet and, like, a vegetarian diet would be mutually exclusive, especially what some people consider vegetarian. Like, some people eat fish and chicken, and they say that they're vegetarians, or fish and eggs, and they're vegetarians.
Right. I think it's interesting that they don't consider the flesh of chickens or the flesh of fish to be the flesh of animals. But,
yeah.
You know, whatever. I'm not here to split hairs with you. You know, if you were to cut pork and beef out of your diet, and I guess lamb, if you happen to eat some kind of ethnically derived diet. But if you were to cut those out of your diet, I'm not going to say that that's going to make you unhealthy. I would, however, question cutting, especially for young children, cutting out, any kind of eggs or milk or anything that would, you know, any of these foods that provide protein at, sort of a high level.
Most people agree that especially like with a newborn baby, like milk is their ideal food, right? Otherwise, it wouldn't come out of people's breasts and cows, you know, udders for calves and stuff, right?
Indeed.
So, anyway, we do have a call on the line, Mark. Talk to Brian? Let's talk to Brian in Chicago. Brian, are you with us? Brian?
Hello?
Hi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. You're bringing up the paleo primal diet and everything, and I know there were some questions about actual references or, you know, doctors or research.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to point out that there are actually, I guess as it's gained more traction recently, there have been a few doctors and actually a couple at Harvard, one's in the area.
Mm-hmm.
There's Dr. Lauren Cordain.
Yeah, Lauren Cordain is like the father of the paleo movement. Like he was researching this stuff 15 years ago. And then his graduate student was Rob Wolf, who is a very prominent also figure in the paleo movement, who, by the way, is also a libertarian, at least
yes,
on
absolutely.
Many issues.
Kind of Rob Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
I would call and try and give my thoughts. There's also, I mean, Chris Kresser and some of the other guys
mm-hmm.
along those lines, but it seems like they're extremely well researched in this.
Yeah, that's one thing I'll say about the paleo blogosphere and community is that they do have copious references, you know, even from like the mainstream academic publications.
This is what I like about it, and it appeals to the side of me that likes references and likes to things to be researched and that sort of thing. The one thing that I like to point out, though, is that an individual can never know what's true when it comes to sort of certain areas of things on the internet because there's just so many people spouting so much stuff, and it's difficult for one to know at a consumer level.
It can be difficult, but I think you can use your critical thinking and try to get closer to truth. You know, like you can discern if you have critical thinking skills, the fact from the BS a lot of the time.
But what seems easy to me is that probably if your food is coming in a bag or a box or some kind of hermetically sealed thing, that one needs to question whether it's a whole food or not.
Yeah.
You know, for me, that's kind of where I try to start. By no means do I eat a whole food diet all the time, but mm-hmm. you know, my wife feeds me a whole food diet. How's that,
Brian?
Yeah, I guess that for me is kind of like the quintessential point of the whole thing is just trying to eat more natural foods. I know, for me personally, when I switched to more of a traditional paleo diet, avoiding grains, legumes, and dairy, I actually had drops in my cholesterol, blood pressure, and everything.
yeah,
actually normalized to a very good level. And so, I don't know, it's kind of as was referenced before that I feel like if you try it, you feel better. You know, I think it's a good thing that everyone should check out.
Yeah, I agree. And Brian, just one more question before you go. Are you a physician?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. I know someone named Brian from Chicago who is a physician, and his voice sounded like kind of like yours.
More than one.
No, I just I just try and learn as much about the stuff as I can and check it out. And I heard you guys talking about it, so but I'd try try and call and actually join the conversation.
Well, great. Thank you so much for the call, Brian. Good to know another paleo person.
Well, there's lots of them out there, and they have quite a community on the internet, and they've provided.
I went
great
to a conference
support.
Actually this summer. About paleo eating.
This is how important it is to a lot of people, that they're willing to pick up and go to a conference. When was the last time you heard of the Twinkie Eating Conference?
I mean, people... Well, the whole world is the Twinkie Eating Conference, right? Basically.
I guess it is, I suppose.
I mean, I think part of the attraction of conferences like that is that, I mean, these people are saying things that are quite iconoclastic, and a lot of them are very much liberty-oriented, and they're also just really challenging the dogma. I mean, people in the mainstream of medicine say, this is anathema, because you're eating a lot of fat and cholesterol, and that's going to give you heart attacks. And paleo people challenge that, and say, no, these are animal products, these are actually healthy things, and the science behind, showing that these are, quote, unhealthy is flawed.
And most of the paleo people are eating not just meats, but they're eating sort of grass-fed meats and things like that, too.
Yes.
They're trying to find something that's as similar to whatever our ancient ancestors might have eaten, right?
Right.
So, going on with the story.
Not too many of them are eating bugs, though.
they're probably eating more bugs than they know. Some macho camps paint a picture of our ancestors as big, bad hunters who supplemented meaty diets with the occasional berry chaser. Others suggest we spent much of our recent past scavenging with the lions left behind, running into the snag a half-rotten wildebeest leg when the fates allowed.
Oh, my. Are you going to snag a half-rotten wildebeest leg? Well, hold off on it for a moment and call us at 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. Tell us what you think about the paleo diet or anything that's on your mind.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-953-4836 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-953-4836. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-953-4836. That's 1-800-953-4836.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Welcome back to the show, the final segment of this evening's program with me, Stephanie.
And me, Mark.
FreeTalkLive.com is our website. And, Mark, did you have anything else that you wanted to say to the listeners?
I want to remind people that if you like what you hear on Free Talk Live, to do your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to, you know, get the things that you get online. You'll get the same prices and the same service if you use shop.freetalklive.com. We have lots of, we have several different retailers we do business with, but specifically Amazon. A lot of people do, you know, there's a lot of businesses done on Amazon, and Free Talk Live, we get a good deal of our sort of, you know, money that we make here on the show from people who shop there at shop.freetalklive.com. They take advantage of the great service and prices that they get on Amazon, and they do the shopping they normally do or a little extra shopping, and they do it through shop.freetalklive.com. It takes them an extra moment, and we reap the benefits, and we really thank everybody that does it.
Yeah, very much. And also, it really helps us when you share the show with your friends. Like if you enjoyed tonight's show or maybe you called in, share it on your Facebook page or your Twitter.
Yeah, let everybody hear the segment that you know, cut up the segment if you want. Put it on your Facebook so people can hear it. Share the entire show. Tell people where it is as far as a time marker. You know, it's a great way to share the show.
All right. One more time. Our number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And, Mark, let's continue with this paleo diet story. I want to get into the meat of the issue.
So the scientist goes on, I should start explaining what the gut is and does. I use the term loosely. What I really mean is the alimentary canal.
Okay.
Is that right?
The alimentary canal?
Is that right?
Sure.
Is that the way to pronounce that word?
Uh-huh.
I've never had anybody, you know, use it. I've only read the word.
And you got to say it with like a nose-upturned British accent. The alimentary canal.
Gotcha. In all of its gurgling bells and whistles, the canal is the most important and the least lovely one on Earth. It takes you from the mouth through all the way through the body to the anus. But while most canals take the shortest course between two points, the one inside you takes the longest. The longer the canal, the more area over which digestion can occur. Food enters the canal through the mouth, where it is chewed and slimed with saliva. And that's part of the digestion process there. It then hits the stomach where proteins are digested. Next, it's on down to the small intestine where simple sugars are absorbed. If you have just eaten a Twinkie, the process essentially ends there. Everything worth consuming has been absorbed, but if you've eaten broccoli, an artichoke, or a fig, things are just beginning. It's in the large intestine where harder to break down carbohydrates, such as cellulose, the most common plant compound on Earth, are torn asunder. This system evolved so as to provide us with as many calories as possible, long to our benefit, and also as many of the necessary but hard-to-produce nutrients.
Yeah.
The alimentary canal is, evolutionary speaking, a masterwork, and it makes energy from the food that we're lucky enough to find.
So, and there's a whole body of literature and science about the bacteria that live in our guts and what they do, and it's this really interesting thing because the populations of bacteria in people's guts change with the type of diet that they eat.
Really? Okay.
And also, there have been studies in animals, in mice, that, you know, if you get mice that have no microbes in them, so sterile mice, and then you transplant the gut bacteria from an obese mouse into the sterile mouse, the mouse will gain weight. And if you transplant the gut bacteria from a lean mouse into the sterile mouse, it won't gain weight.
Won't gain weight.
Right. So there might be like a two-way relationship. Like,
so we need lean mice probiotics in order to make us lose weight?
That's what a lot of people say, but it's, nobody has found that, you know, mixture of
bacteria.
Of bacteria, yeah. And even if you did, like, how would you wipe out all the bacteria? You know, billions. We have more bacterial cells in our bodies than we have human cells. Like, on the order of 10 times more, I think.
Couldn't you take antibiotics and wipe them out?
You could, but then what happens is antibiotics don't kill all types of bacteria. So sometimes when people take antibiotics, they're vulnerable to yeast infections or to other nasty bacteria like mm-hmm. Clostridium difficile, which is like causes this really nasty disease. So, yeah, you really can't use antibiotics to wipe them out.
So I thought this guy's article, which goes on, it's expansive, and I found it worth the read mm-hmm. simply because it informed me. I don't know that he has a bias, and his bias is that people
he
should
wants
eat.
To eat nuts and berries.
Yeah, he eats berries, nuts, fruits, and all these things that our gut was designed for. That our
does
gut
he
is
say
longer.
Anything about leafy vegetables? Because, I mean, if he's saying that humans were primarily.
Yes.
Okay.
Certainly wants you to eat lots of leafy vegetables.
Okay, I didn't hear that. So
well, you haven't heard the article, and there's no way I could read this, even if we had another hour to read it. I just wanted to take excerpts from it that I thought were particularly witty and interesting and, you know, talk to you about this particular paleo diet. And here's what I think. Having done the paleo diet with my wife for, I think it was 3 weeks, and then we decided we didn't like it, just I like it. I'm not saying it wasn't good for us or anything. We didn't notice any noticeable difference for ourselves. Is it possible that the paleo diet is a good diet for humans to eat, but really isn't paleo at all? That's just shtick in order to get people to eat what they probably should be eating.
Yes, that is entirely possible and probably likely because, like I said, we're not eating grubs, lizards, you know, the variety of foods that early humans ate. You know, modern humans definitely are not eating them, especially in America. But it's probably the closest that we can come, I would say. I would say it's the closest that we can come,
so
given the environment that we're in.
The paleo diet says that, you know, no carb, you know, do away with the carbs as best you can. But it seems likely that ancestors dug up a root here and there that might have been a little carby.
Yeah, that's actually a debate within paleo community is like, what about sweet potatoes and potatoes? And some people say, yeah, that's fine. Other people say, no, those aren't really very good. And
what about beans? I mean, I don't know where beans came from, but
beans came from.
They're not carby.
Well, they're not carby. The problem that people talk about with beans is that, you know, people say beans are very nutritious, and while they may contain some nutrients in the beans, like minerals and stuff, a lot of those minerals are bound by what's called phytates. And phytates are chemicals that basically prevent you from absorbing those nutrients. So they're referred to as anti-nutrients because they prevent you from getting those. Like, you eat some magnesium that's in the bean, but you can't absorb it because it's bound by a phytate, right? And then beans also have something in them called lectins. Lectins are a type of protein that binds to sugars. And the outside, you know, the inside of your intestine has something called a brush border, which is a bunch of carbohydrates or sugars on the surface of your intestinal cells. And so what happens is these lectins from the beans bind to the cells, you know, in the lining of your intestine, and they can actually hitchhike in, you know, through the intestinal wall. They can get through.
That's what the purpose of the intestinal wall is, right? To get through it.
Yeah, but you don't want to let whole proteins through because then you can become allergic. You can mount an immune response to them.
And to beans? I've never heard of anybody with immune response. I guess peanuts.
To the lectins. Yep, and peanuts is one, I guess. But then they claim that this basically causes a leaky gut, so-called. It's the leaky gut syndrome, where not only are these bean lectins getting in, but all types of
the
allergens.
Lectins have made big holes in your intestines, and everything's getting through.
Yeah.
See, this is the thing that's so difficult for the average person to know. You've spent a lot of time researching this, and you may or may not know the truth. I'm not sure. I can tell you what, you're very convincing. We've talked about this in the past. But, you know, at the same time, I tried this. My life wasn't noticeably better inside of, I think it was 3 weeks or 4 weeks or something that
How
we did
different
it.
Was it from the diet that you were eating before?
Well, it's nice to get some rice with your Chinese food, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, actually, even paleo people do say that rice, if you're going to eat a grain, is probably the best grain, like white rice, which has the bran removed, because rice doesn't have gluten. It does have a similar protein, but it's not gluten, which they say is one of the evil culprits of a lot of disease.
You also feel pretty dumb having planted a bunch of potatoes and then not being able to eat the darn things.
Mm-hmm.
They're one of the easier things to plant and harvest out there.
Sure.
Having a little farm, you know, we grow a lot of our own food, and then feel kind of silly having grown all these potatoes. Get a couple of buckets full of potatoes, and you can't eat them. And so
you can't. I mean, some people do eat potatoes, you know, paleo diet, but potatoes have
it's nice to have sandwiches, you know. I mean, when you're, as a paleo person, you basically can't eat out. It's impossible.
Yep.
And so if you want to stop off someplace and grab some food, it's doable, certainly. I mean, you know, under extreme
circumstances. You can always have a hamburger on lettuce instead of a bun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have a steak and roasted veggies or something. But then again, you know, steak wasn't readily available. But neither was bread. I mean, they wouldn't have heard of bread. I mean, they didn't have grains that grew that they harvested.
No, so certainly not. They may have picked the ends off of some weeds, but, you know, grains wouldn't have been very harvestable by pre-agricultural people.
Yep.
That just didn't, it just wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
So anyway, I guess the debate will continue.
Yeah, maybe we'll do part two next time, Mark. And thank you so much for doing the show with me. This is a fun one. It's been Stephanie here.
And Mark.
On Free Talk Live. FreeTalkLive.com is our website. And you'll hear us again. Well, you'll hear Ian and Mark and probably Julia in 21 short hours. Thanks for listening.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Folks, you remember why it's so crucial to have access to travel assistance on every trip, right? Well, if you're like me, you have OnCall International. On the line is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, why is membership with OnCall International so important?
Rudy, OnCall International is a trusted leader in emergency evacuations. We offer medical evacuation to the hospital of your choice. We cover any trip beyond 50 miles from home, and we offer plans to fit every budget or need.
Save 30% off your membership today with the code MAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.